Dr. Javier Gutierrez in Workman's Comp note on N. Marie Tanner, N. A-N-N-M-A-R-I-E, Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, birthday 10-29-68, dictation 3-27-24, patient for follow-up for right hip injury, states she has been doing some better with light duty at work, states that she agrees to point of maximum improvement without additional workman's comp care, to have right knee, right hip replacement by orthopedic surgeon who saw her before and felt like associated tendon injuries were healed, but because of residual degenerative arthritis in right hip, that she would need a hip replacement, is scheduled to have surgery in the near future using her regular insurance with backup support by bank where she is working to continue light duty position for now. Following prior to surgery, review of symptoms, non-contributory past medical history, uneventful social family, history, non-contributory physical exam. General appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without again and negative tenderness, back, skin, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Extremities, still some tenderness to right hip with painful internal and external rotation, with pain on ambulation using cane. Final diagnosis is follow-up injury to right hip with pre-existing degenerative arthritis to sign release for workman's comp and to receive further care of right hip with orthopedic replacement in the near future on April the 4th. To continue present medications and to return here is desired for additional medical care and their regular insurance. We'll sign papers presented by insurance company documenting that she has reached point of maximum improvement, and we'll seek no more Workman's Comp care. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.